You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 37. And I'd like to start by wishing you not only a happy new year, 2010 or 2010, but also, of course, a happy new decade. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, it's only the 31st of December 2009, that's because I'm in Australia and you're not. However, the good wishes are still there. So I put some serious thought into what might be appropriate for a podcast for a new decade, and I've come up with two articles. The second one is one that I wrote at the beginning of 2007, so it's quite a light-hearted new year article, and I think you'll enjoy that. And the first one I'm going to share with you today is one that's a little bit more serious, and it's really ready for those of you who are ready to get really serious about understanding your life by looking into your dreams. And I thought we'd kick off with some serious intent. So get your notepads out, get your thinking brains in, and sit back and enjoy. But first of all, just before getting into that, I thought you might like to listen to a podcast interview that I was involved in earlier last month in December. And I was interviewed for 60 minutes by Dr. Dave of Shrink Wrap Radio. So it's quite a deep interview. And it goes into a lot of the differences in my approach to dream interpretation from many other analysts. So you might like to look that one up. You go to www.shrinkwrapradio.com, and it's episode 226. A quicker way to get into that would be to go to my blog at www.janetheresa.com and find my entry for December the 21st, 2009, and there's a direct link through there. Okay, back to today, and we're going to start with this article called Blinded by the Light, which I wrote in July 2005, so 4.5 years ago. Blinded by the Light. Here we go. Blinded by the Light. It's that time of the year here in Australia. It's midwinter. The air is clear and dry, and the sunlight is blinding. There's no summer humidity to water down the glare, and the widening hole in the ozone layer down this end doesn't help. I need a new pair of sunglasses. Which is better, looking into a glaring bright light or into a dark cave? Yes, we're heading into dreams, but first, please ponder this question. Which would you rather, total glaring light or deeply dark cave? You can't keep staring into a bright light. Your reflexes kick in, closing your eyes before further damage occurs. If you're forced to look into the light for too long, temporary blindness and perhaps long-term damage will result. Either way, you will not be able to see clearly, if at all. What a paradox! So much light, yet nothing to be seen. If you keep staring into the dark cave, what will happen? If you can push through the fear and stay focused, you may begin to see faint shafts of light penetrating through hidden fissures and cracks in the cave walls. You may catch glimpses of movement, shadowy forms scuttling, lizard-like. The more you focus, the more you may see that, yes, these are lizards. Your eyes adjust, and you discover that there are shades of darkness, revealing shapes and forms. Consider the sun and the moon. During the day, sunlight is so bright, even on a rainy English day, that it blinds us to starlight. Stars don't slip away during the day. They shine on, but their subtle light is drowned by sunlight. It's only when we look into the darkness of the night sky that we can study the mysteries of the changing cosmos. How much light do we need to get the best picture? It's all about balance and your point of view. Turn your back on the glaring sun And what do you see? Your own shadow, as well as shadows cast by other objects bathed in the same brilliant light. Your shadow may be outrageously distorted, but it is your shadow, and it does inform you of important parameters such as how many arms and legs you have and how your size compares with other shadows around you. And so we move into dreams, where the preamble to this article will slowly make sense. Stay with me, let your eyes adjust to the dream world, and be ready to see the mysteries of your inner universe more clearly in dream light, in starlight, away from the glare of the stark light that blinds. Dolores dreamed she was watching a horse race. She followed the winning horse to the stable, keen to know the key to his success. She was surprised to find the horse weeping. He looked deeply into her eyes and told her the key to success was deep pain. He turned and revealed an ancient festering wound in his flank and a hole where his heart had been ripped from his body long ago. 7 years without a heart, the horse confided. Dolores was shocked. On waking, Dolores couldn't shake the image of the horse and the ripped, heartless hole. It stayed with her all day, distracting her from work. Slowly, the pieces began to fall into place. She had been in this job for 7 years since a painful marriage breakup. She loved the job. It kept her busy, far too busy to notice the pain. In fact, now she thought more about it, her successes were due to the pain. The more the pain threatened to surface, the harder she worked and the more successful she became at work. Why hadn't she been able to see this before? She was mystified. It was so clear. Heartless, a voice whispered from the periphery of her mind. You've become heartless. You're cold. You've left us behind. You don't care, the voice continued. And Dolores wept. For these had been the words of her friends. They had tried to tell her, but she couldn't relate to what they were saying. She had thought they were rude and unsupportive, perhaps even envious of her success at work. She had flicked them off, the words and the friends. Dolores' dream had shocked her into touch with her pain, with a festering anger over the way her heart had been ripped and hurt. Her dream delivered the strong message that she could not survive much longer under these conditions. It was time to stop shutting out the pain, to end her heartless pursuit of success, to recognize the heat of her anger and heal it rather than freeze it out. The dream and Dolores' friends both delivered the same message, but only the dream message got through. Why? Dolores' friends had told her straight. Too straight. The truth was too close to home. Too painful. And so her defenses kicked in. She found the light too blinding. She denied any truth in it because she couldn't see it, couldn't feel it. Her dream, however, was subtle, drawing her to feel the pain of the horse, since she was blind to the pain within herself. Once the connection was made, Dolores was able to see the light. People often ask, why aren't our dreams literal? If the message we need to hear is so important, why don't our dreams spell it out in a language we can understand? The answer? Dreams can help us to see, in shades of night light, what is too painful for us to see or acknowledge in blinding daylight. Like your shadow when you stand with your back to the sun, your dreams may be outrageously distorted, but their special effect is to draw your attention to yourself. It is only when you look into the darkness of your dreams that you are freed to study the mysteries of your changing self. So there you go, food for thought. And segging quickly into Change the World. So this was written for the 1st of January 2007, 3 years ago. And it may be echoing some of the things that you've been contemplating in the last few days leading up, not only to the new year, but to the new decade. Change the world. A new year calls, and it's time to wake up on January the 1st and change the world. It's time to banish wars, hunger, poverty, discrimination, global warming, and all other evils from the kingdom. Wishful thinking? Not at all. Here's how it's done. Slowly, yet surely, step by step, dream by dream, day by day, year by year, decade by decade, generation by generation, perhaps millennium by millennium. But the important thing is to begin, and to begin with yourself. Every change you make within yourself has a flow-on effect in the world. But what to change, and how? Let January be the month where you begin to change the world by transforming your dreams. Put more simply, let January be the month to love your bad dreams into good ones. Do this by rewriting your unsettling or unresolved dreams in your journal, or visualizing them in your mind's eye, changing bad storylines into good ones, making sure that all your changes come from a place of love. Love your dream losses into founds, your dream deaths into births, your failures into successes, your limitations into freedoms, your lateness into smooth timeliness, your obstacles into open roads, your judgments into forgiveness, your muddy waters into crystal pools, your intruders into friends, your wicked witches into good fairies, your broken down cars into golden chariots, your tsunamis into relaxing spas, your hurts into healings, your heavy luggage into uplifting wings, and your scary shadows into loving light. Love your dream wars into peace, hunger into fulfillment, poverty into wealth, discrimination into harmony, and global warming into global soothing. When you change your dream by rewriting or visualizing it from a place of love, what you are doing is positively changing the way your unconscious mind is programmed by communicating with it in its own language, the language of your dreams. Your unconscious mind may picture an obstacle on a road to symbolize the blocks you put in your way to save yourself from success. When rewriting or visualizing this dream, you might choose to change this obstacle into a refreshing puff of wind that lightens, uplifts, and speeds your progress along the road, quickly delivering you to a wonderful destination. Your unconscious mind responds to the change imagery, and in ways that will appear quite magical to you, you will notice your doubts changing, shifting, giving way to a stronger sense of purpose and ease of accomplishment. This process of working with the symbols of your dreams to create lasting inner change that flows on to manifest desired changes in your life, the world out there, is dream alchemy. Rewriting dreams and visualizations are just two examples of many types of dream alchemy practices you can do. The key to loving your bad dreams into good ones is transformation. For example, don't kill a wicked witch, because this leaves a hole in your psyche. Everything and everyone in your dreams represents something about you and your beliefs and feelings about life. So anything you do to anyone or anyone in a dream, or a dream rewrite or visualization, you are really doing to yourself. Transform a wicked witch into a good fairy by whatever way feels good to you when you rewrite your dream. Best of all is to use love as the transforming force. When a wicked witch receives love, she can't help but be instantly transformed into a good fairy. Finish each dream rewrite with a bit of wisdom and a happily ever after ending. Reread it or replay it in your mind's eye over and over again, making sure you feel uplifting emotions and plenty of love throughout. Then take that happily ever after feeling forward into your day. Could January be any better than this? Begin it now. Change your world to change the world. So there you go. And in thinking about changing your world to change the world, you might like to pop over to my new Facebook fan page, which I think has been going for 2 or 3 weeks now, because amongst other things, that is the place where I'm going to start announcing some special offers on my interpretations and other services and products. So the only place you're going to find out about them is if you're in there, and not only in there, but signed up as a fan. Signed up, of course, just means clicking the button that says, yes, please, I'm a fan. So find me if you don't quite know how to do that. Just go to my website at www.dream.net.au or my blog at www.janetheresa.com. And on the front page of either of those, you'll see the little blue Facebook icon. Just click that. You'll be through on the fan page, and then click on Become a Fan. And I'll know you're in there, and you'll hear all about the specials. And yeah, hopefully lots of special offers and free gifts and lots of help for you over the coming year and decade. So enjoy January. And if you're enjoy 2010 or 2010, and if you're listening back through podcasts many months or years into the future, have a little laugh at this one. Here we are back in 2010. So that's it for episode 37. Thank you everyone for listening, and I'll see you again in episode 38 next Friday. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.